Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm talking to Craig Treasure, who is the Managing Director and CEO of VillaWorld. Craig, good to talk to you.
Thanks, Tom. It's good to be back.
Now, let's talk about what you've been doing on the financial side of the business lately, because you've been quite busy raising money through a bond issue and an equity placement. Tell us a little more about that.
Sure, Tom. For us, these two raisings are really about a continuation of our strong growth strategy. And the two initiatives, both the capital raising and the bond, complement each other really nicely when considered together. So for us, that's about continuing that growth strategy as we focus on the markets in the East Coast capital cities.
Okay, so what made you choose to have the bond placement and the equity raising together?
For us, the equity gives us capacity to continue to grow, and the bond gives us diversification to our debt. So with the bond issue, it's $50 million. It is a bond that's listed on the ASX. It's done under the simple corporate bond structure. It has a five-year term. And for the investors in that bond, they'll be paid a margin of 4.75% above the 90-day bank bill rate. And currently, that would see those investors receiving around a little over 6.5%. That interest is paid quarterly in arrears. And our book build to establish that margin was well oversubscribed through strong interest from our retail broker syndicate and our institutional brokers.
Okay, and the equity placement?
The equity placement, Tom, we raised $20 million through a share purchase plan at $2.25 per share. We're also currently raising a further $10 million through a share purchase plan targeting our existing shareholders. And those two initiatives together will raise that equity that lets us continue that that growth strategy. The placement was 2.3 times oversubscribed and again supported really strongly by existing institutions. There were a number of new institutions that came onto the register plus clients through our broker network. So it was very pleasing. I think it's a testament to our growth strategy and the prudent financial management of the business.
Okay, well, what impacts that going to have on your gearing levels?
Tom, the business runs a gearing ratio, if you like, or a range from 15 to 30%, and these initiatives won't change that range. We'll still sit within that. What these do is it gives us diversity in that debt profile. So we've got the bond, and we will also have our club facility, which has two banks involved. But the most important thing is our debt maturity profile is now really nicely staggered between 2019 through to 2022, so that's quite a good position for us to be in. And what that will let us do is deployment of those funds will allow us to target continued EPS growth of double digits, as we've been delivering over recent years. In 2017 to 19, we'll deliver that. 2018 will be a flatter year because of the additional shares on offer, and it takes time to deploy that capital. But that will see us do a major step up in the business in 2019.
Indeed. So let's talk a little more specifically about how you're going to deploy the funds raised. What are going to be the main priorities?
We announced one acquisition with this raising, a site for just over $10 million in Brisbane, which complements these activities quite nicely. But as always, we're looking at sites in a number of corridors, Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne, and they are, as usual, focused in the greenfield growth areas of those cities, and we have a number of those sites currently under due diligence and hope to be able to convert some of those to deploy this capital quite soon.
We often hear about how robust the property market is on the eastern seaboard, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne. How is that influencing access to quality locations?
It's certainly in Melbourne, it's more difficult to acquire sites, but we're very good at being diligent and being patient. Property is like a lot of things. You may miss out on some transactions, but there's always another one coming if you're patient and you wait for it. So we have been able to secure good opportunities in each of our growth corridors that fit our target metrics to deliver strong returns for the business.
Now obviously, another factor to consider is we've been hearing more from the Reserve Bank. They've been talking about how hot Sydney and Melbourne property prices are, but where you're focusing your attention in the marketplace is a little bit different, isn't it?
It is, Tom. I think we describe Australia as having a number of different property markets. And if you think of our position, we're in the greenfield growth corridors where our cities are growing on the fringe. And in those areas, it's very much about owner-occupiers in the market. And if you think of the Australian property market like a pyramid, we're that bottom third where there's a broad breadth of buyers. And those markets, certainly in Sydney, have been more buoyant, but in Queensland and Victoria, have seen good, steady growth and aren't impacted by the property bubble that we read so much about.
Craig, it's always good talking to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks. Look forward to it.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.